AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Army is giving more details about an incident this week with Donald Trump's staff during a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Present!
Trump was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier Monday and later at Section 60, the burial site for fallen from Afghanistan and Iraq. An Army spokesman says all participants were told of rules banning political activities at Arlington, and when a cemetery employee tried to enforce them, was pushed aside. The spokesman says the employee refused to press charges. The Trump campaign's denied it did anything wrong, and VP nominee J.D. Vance has instead gone after the employee.
Some staff member had a little disagreement with somebody, and they have turned, the media has turned this into a national news story.
A defense official told the AP yesterday the campaign had been warned about not taking pictures in Section 60. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A report by the UN nuclear watchdog seen by the AP says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Police say a man being pursued in the killing of a woman in New Hampshire was shot and killed by police on a bridge that connects New Hampshire to Maine. Also, an 8-year-old child was found shot to death in the man's car. Here's the AP's Kathy McCormick.
The Maine police are investigating the shooting, and the New Hampshire police are looking at the circumstances surrounding the death of the woman in Troy, which is 100 miles away.
A Justice Department watchdog report says the FBI has failed to report all suspected child sexual abuse cases to appropriate law enforcement agencies, despite changes prompted by its handling of the case against former USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. This is AP News. The UN's top diplomat is ramping up pressure on Ukraine's international backers
to lift restrictions on the use of weapons they provide the conflict-ravaged country, to allow its armed forces to strike targets inside Russia as the bloc's foreign ministers gather in Brussels to discuss Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said, "We need to lift restrictions on the use of weaponry against Russian military targets in accordance with international law." He adds, "The weaponry we're providing to Ukraine has to have a full use, and the restrictions have to be lifted in order for Ukrainians to target the places where Russia's bombing them." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Some Grand Canyon travel plans have been abruptly changed. The main pipeline providing water to Grand Canyon National Park failed after a series of breaks, leading to a sudden and sweeping shutdown of overnight hotel stays. Water restrictions will run through Labor Day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.